Months of no movement, but now a small breakthrough. Iran has agreed to allow IAEA inspectors to change memory cards and cameras at some of its nuclear facilities. It came as the UN nuclear chief made his first visit to the country following presidential elections and a new government taking office.
The continuity of the operation of the agency's equipment here, which is indispensable for us to provide the necessary guarantees and the information to the IAEA and to the world that everything is in order.
Inspectors' access had been restricted by Iran following the assassination of its top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, outside Tehran in November last year. The decision by Iran came as the IAEA's Board of Governors was set to meet and discuss censuring Iran for non-compliance. Iran had threatened if it had been censured, it would not return to negotiations on the 2015 nuclear deal.
Well, yes, it's enough to avoid censure. It doesn't do anything else, hardly. I mean, it averts a crisis. That's the big step today. It averts a crisis. It doesn't solve anything. I think it's just that they're going to be able to replace the memory cards and service the equipment, make sure it's all working. I don't think they will be able to take back the old memory cards.
The 2015 nuclear deal, or JCPOA, is still stalled. And although there's a new government in Tehran, headed by conservative Ibrahim Raisi, Iranian policy hasn't changed. That's ultimately decided by the supreme leader. Iran has always made its demands clear. The lifting of all sanctions imposed by former U.S. President Donald Trump.
The United States is willing to lift all the sanctions that would impede implementation of the JCPOA, but not things that are extraneous, like sanctions on human rights, totally irrelevant. There are a couple of other sticking points. I think they can be negotiated if there is a willingness to be flexible.
Questions remain over Iran's nuclear program. Traces of nuclear material found at undeclared sites dating back to before the agreement still haven't been accounted for, according to the IAEA. The standoff isn't completely averted yet. Many obstacles remain, including regional opposition to resolving the dispute.
We have been clear and said that we have doubts about the nuclear deal with Iran, and we feel that there are not enough inspections. We want there to be an agreement on the Iran nuclear issue. Existing agreements have many flaws.
And threats from Israel, already blamed for sabotaging Iranian facilities as well as the assassination of Fakhrizadeh.
The Iranian nuclear project is at the most advanced point since its inception. This legacy that this government carries, and now we are the guardians, and we are obligated and will confront this project.
But it seems this opposition doesn't carry as much weight as it did during the Trump presidency. Talks between Iran and European powers are set to resume in October, when it is hoped by many the nuclear deal can be salvaged. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.